911, where's your emergency located?
19821 Raymond Street, Phoenix, Arizona.
Can you repeat that, sir?
19821 Raymond Street, Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, thank you. What is your emergency?
My brother is missing.
He's missing?
Yes.
And how old is he?
8.
Okay, hon, what's your name?
My name's Tyler.
Okay, what's your last name, Tyler?
Marmon.
Okay, Tyler, and you said your brother's missing from your house?
I think so.
And what's your brother's name?
Mike.
Okay, and how long has Mike been missing?
I don't know.
Okay, Tyler, and how old are you?
I'm 15.
And are your parents at home?
No. It's just my mom. She's not home now.
And where's your dad, hon?
I don't know. He doesn't live with us.
Okay. I have an officer dispatched to you. Is there a gate code or anything else he needs to get to your house?
No.
Okay. Have you searched every room in the house for Mike? Even the closets?
Yes.
Okay. And have you called his friend to see if he's with them?
He doesn't really have any friends, just neighborhood kids.
All right. How about Mike's school?
Mike didn't go to school today.
Okay. Was he sick?
Yes.
What's that, hon?
Yes.
He was sick?
He was sick, yeah.
Okay. Where's your mom right now, Tyler?
She's downstairs.
Okay, can you tell me your name?
Jenna Marmon.
All right, and you asked her if she knew where your brother was, correct?
She doesn't know.
Okay, and Mike's bike is in the garage. You don't think he pretended to be sick to play outside, maybe?
No, he didn't do that.
Okay, and you're sure of that?
Yes.
Okay, Tyler, is there any broken glass anywhere? Windows or other broken objects in the house?
Yes.
Does it look like someone broke into your house?
No, Mike broke it.
Okay, and what did he break, hon?
He kicked the coffee table and he broke the glass.
Okay, and when did that happen, Tyler?
Last night, when I was helping him.
Okay, was there an altercation last night?
Yeah, he was sick and I was helping him, but he didn't want me to.
Okay, what were you doing to help your brother, Tyler?
I was trying to get an evil spirit out of him.
An evil spirit?
Sort of like a demon. It's been possessing him for almost a month, but this, it got hold of him. He was saying bad things about me and my mom.
You think Mike is possessed by an evil spirit?
Yeah. Yeah, he and my mom both were.
Why did you think your mom was possessed, Tyler?
Because she would do sins to me, do sinful things to me. It wasn't her fault, it was the demons inside her. That's how Mike knew about it. I decided to save them. Mike broke the table when I was trying to get it out.
And how did you do that?
I cut the demons out.
You did what, hon?
I cut the demons out.
Tyler, are there any guns in the house?
No.
Okay, I want you to go look out the window. Do you see any police cars or hear any sirens?
No. Can you ask them to hurry? I'm scared.
They're coming as fast as they can, hon. I promise. I just need you to stay calm.
Okay.
So how did you cut the demons out, Tyler?
Their heads.
Through their heads?
Yeah, it's the only way to save them.
Okay, and you cut them on their heads?
Yeah. Now my brother's gone.
And where is your mom, Tyler?
She's still downstairs.
Okay.
And upstairs? Kind of.
Can you clarify what you mean?
Yeah, her body is downstairs in the basement. Her head is upstairs in the kitchen.
You cut your mom's head off?
Yeah. To save her. There was a demon in her, and that's the only way to get it out.
Okay, do you have any weapons on your person, Tyler?
No.
Okay, when the police get there, I need you to raise your arms over your head when you come outside.
Okay.
Did you cut your brother too?
Yeah.
And he survived?
No. No, he died too.
Okay, but his body is missing?
Yeah.
Is it possible he survived and ran away?
No, he died.
Okay, Tyler.
But he must have come back again. I have his head, too.
You have his head?
Yeah, I kept his head for burial at the St. Augustine Episcopalian. They're in the kitchen. I'm in my room right now.
So, Tyler...
His body isn't in the basement anymore. It's missing. It was there when I went to sleep, but now it's gone. But my mom's is still down there, though.
Okay, help is on the way, Tyler.
Okay, hurry. I don't know where he went.
The officers will find your brother, Tyler.
Someone's knocking on my door.
Okay, remember to keep your hands raised when the officer enters.
No, they're knocking on my bedroom door.
And there's someone in the house with you?
It's just my brother.
You think your brother is knocking on the bedroom door?
Yeah, I think he's mad at what I did.
Okay, don't
I'm
open the door. The officers will be there any minute.
He's putting his fingers under my door.
Okay, Tyler. Hang on.
His fingers are gray. Can you make them come faster?
They're coming as fast as they can, honey. I promise. Help is coming for you. Just remember to do everything the officer...
He's gonna come in and... Are they here yet? I don't hear any sirens. I'm scared.
Just hold on,
Tyler.
I'm
scared to hold the knob. I don't want to go over there.
Okay, hon. Just listen to my voice. Can you tell me if you take any medication?
What should I do? He's coming in. No! Go away! No! Help me! Okay, help!
Tyler?
No.
Tyler? 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 Tyler?
Quiet Paradise Valley neighborhood awakens to horrific crime scene. Phoenix, Arizona. January 9th, 2015. Residents of a Paradise Valley suburb awoke on the morning of July 9th, 2015 to yellow crime scene tape wrapped around an armada of flashing red and blue lights. The local enforcement attention was held by a small, unassuming house on the corner of Raymond and 24th Place, a house owned by Jennifer Marmon, where she lived with her two children, 15-year-old Tyler Marmon and 8-year-old Michael Marmon. Inside the house, police officials discovered the bodies of all three family members. Jennifer Marmon and 8-year-old Michael Marmon had been beheaded with a steak knife, also found in the house. 15-year-old Tyler Marmon was also beheaded, although police have said that they do not believe the same murder weapon was used. Rumors continue to circulate that Tyler Marmon's head was physically ripped from his body, along with his arms and legs, but law enforcement has not confirmed. They were a nice family, says the next-door neighbor, Ricardo Chavez. Quiet, kept to themselves. I didn't see the two boys much, but the mother, Jenna, was very pleasant. Very pleasant. But not so, according to neighbor Alex Howie, who believes white walls shielded the dark secrets of the Marmon family. The boys were both very odd. The oldest talked to himself a lot, and liked to walk up and down the street talking to nothing except the occasional passing car. But the youngest, Michael, he's the one who worried me. He saw everything, watched everything. There was something not right about that one. I'm sorry for what happened to that family, but I don't know. They weren't normal. For now, police have not shared any leads they may have on a suspect, and the house remains surrounded by yellow crime scene tape. Cadaver dogs and forensic teams continue to search the property and surrounding neighborhoods, leading some to speculate that not all body parts have been recovered. A source close to the Marmon family told Fox 10 News that while the head of 8-year-old Michael Marmon was found inside the house, the rest of his body has not been recovered. A 911 operator has also been quoted as stating that she received an odd emergency call originating from the house on the night of the murders that she believes came from Tyler Marmond, in the early hours of July 9th. For now, all we have is speculation about what happened in this quiet Paradise Valley home, and hope that the perpetrator of this triple homicide is caught. Eric Reese, the father of Michael and Tyler Marmond, has set up a GoFundMe page in their name to help with the funeral costs of his two deceased sons. "He's the nicest boy ever," exclaimed 7-year-old Cassie, a neighborhood playmate of Michael Marmond's. "He loves to play with me and my brother by the creek. He played with us this morning, even." When asked for clarification on what she meant, Cassie could only smile. The innocence of youth, it seems, has no reference for time or tragedy.
Hey there, kids, it's me, Mr. Creepypasta. You can tell from my voice that there's no way I could possibly be anyone else. Before you move on to the next story, I wanted to take a moment to tell you about the Creepypasta Collection Volume 2. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, or anywhere you can go in and get a book. Plus, it features great authors like Aaron Shotwell, Bleeding Heart Works, and Christopher Maxim. It also has a special story from Creeps McPasta, that gloriously handsome devil. That's all for tonight, kids. Thanks for listening, and sweet dreams.